Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Steve, I know you were talking about, in the break, talking to us about hardships.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that you've been reading John Bevere's book,
mm-hmm.
The Bait of Satan, and
yeah.
you've been sharing on that, and we've enjoyed that
tremendously.
But I know you're talking about hardships. Talk to us.
Well, in the book, John Bevere just shares about a time in his life when...
talking about the book, The Bait of Satan?
Correct. This is in The Bait of Satan. But he was talking about a time when he was under a specific authority and at a time where it was just a powerful, godly authority. And then just a season went in his life when he was unable to receive from them and just being familiar. And in that time, he just felt like, okay, he wasn't supposed to be there. And then there was another family in the same fellowship that they were under the assumption that God was calling them to go away. And during this time, John Bevere and his wife just had just an uneasiness. There was just, and what was powerful, when he puts it, he's like, our spirits had no joy. And during this time, like, this family was telling John Bevere and his wife, you know, you need to go somewhere where you can get on with the call of God in your life. You know, you're just not at peace right now. Why don't you just come with us? And they were basically, and John Bevere talks about this, it's like they were basically just feeding into, you know, where they were getting offended or where they thought they needed to be because they were just affirming their uncomfortability in their lives.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And what just really stuck out to me was how he said the fact that we had no joy. And this is what John Bevere says in his book, The Bait of Satan. He says, and he's talking about the other family. He says, this was not the fault of the other pastor and his wife, but ours. They understood our frustration and were trying to resolve the same issues in their own hearts of that just uncomfortability. Why is there this consistent struggle? He says, when you're out of the will of God, you will not be a blessing or help to any church. When you're out of the will of God, even the good relationships will be strained. We had been out of the will of God. He said, offended people react to the situation and do things that appear right, even though they're not inspired by God.
Mm.
And we're not called to react, we're not called to react, but to act. And that really just spoke to me because what God has been speaking to me and showing to me is just like, there's going to be those difficult moments. There's going to be those uncomfortability seasons in our life when God's working on us, mm-hmm. and we can get focused on the fact of, you know, this just doesn't feel good.
Does he ever stop working on us?
Oh, he doesn't. that's the joy of it. It's just like God's always working on us. But at the same time, too, is that God will even bring people around us that will feed into our flesh of what we think. But that's also the test, because it's just like we're not called to listen to what other people are saying about our flesh or what we want to hear. We're called to abide. We're called to live and rely on that fresh word, that mm-hmm. daily word. God, what are you saying about this situation? Because as much mm-hmm. as I'd like to be out there, and then when we have people say, you know what? Yeah, I really think that what God, you need to be out there. And it's just like, but God, what are you saying?
Mm-hmm.
Because that's that perspective that we need to have, because those times are going to come. And what's even consistent and powerful is he continues to talk about just, like, if you think about a plant, you think about a tree. And I think about the hurricanes and the Gulf Coast. It's the strength of trees that are strengthened in the hardships. Those strong storms, that's when the roots go down. And if you were to listen to a plant, if it says, oh, it's too hot, I don't like it here, and we were to move it, if you move a plant, you know, every month, every couple of days, you're going to kill it. And we have to take that time of just getting roots down in God, regardless of the storm, regardless of what's coming against us, because the hardships are meant to work on us.
Absolutely, you mm-hmm. know, and it's amazing how you can be going through a hardship, a trial, a situation, and God's working on you. You're on the potter's wheel. You're the clay. Remember, he's the potter,
mm-hmm.
and he can do what he wants. But it's amazing that if you're not careful, see, God has a plan for you. That, rest assured, understand this, settle this in your heart, that God has a plan for you. I mean, he knit you in your mother's womb. He knew you before the foundations of the earth, and he allowed you to be born to live. So God has destiny inside of you, and he is working to have that destiny revealed. But what's also true is that Satan has a plan too. Satan has a plan to steal, kill, and destroy, and to rob from you what God wants to bring to you and through you.
Yeah.
And he will line up people, even well-meaning people, that could be used in derailing what God's trying to do in your life. I mean, if you think of yourself on a train and you're on the pathway to you know, fulfilling God's destiny and plan for your life, the enemy is constantly trying to derail your train and get you off the tracks. He's trying to throw something in that railway, something, you know, nudge you up against your flesh and get you to tip on over. And one of the worst things that you can do when you're going through a time of uncertainty and just not sure is to take opinion polls. Yeah. And a lot of times people get tempted to do that, to get opinion polls and get other people's opinions about what they are going through. And it's like, man, careful, careful, because you're opening yourself up for someone just to agree with your flesh. And if you get agreement, many to agree.
That's right.
If you get agreement, then that's it.
Yeah.
And that then becomes that, and it could be rebellion in your heart. It could be totally missing God's way. And a lot of times, you know, who wants to feel uncomfortable? Oftentimes we think that feeling uncomfortable or the heat getting too close, we think that that's a bad thing because we're supposed to feel comfort. Listen, feeling the heat and feeling uncomfortable is a great thing. When you think about what happens with the eagle and then actually with birds, you know, part of the idea of getting the eaglets or the birds to get out of the nest, they've been living in this nest. The mama's made it all comfortable, got some twigs, got some leaves. It's hooked up. Got a little baby flat screen up in there. You know, the nest is hooked up.
Yeah.
There's comfort there. Mama's bringing food, all that stuff. But there comes a point where the little eaglet or the little bird's got to get out that nest.
Yeah.
And what the eagle does, mother eagle or the bird, it begins to break up the nest. It begins to pull things out of the nest so that it can be, the bird or the eaglet can become more and more uncomfortable with the present surroundings. Not because the mama eagle's bored, but because she understands that she has to get this bird flying and living and sustaining. And sometimes in your life, you can become so comfortable, maybe in your sin, maybe comfortable in your fear, maybe comfortable in just who you are and your way of doing things and your mindset, that God's saying, listen, I allowed that for a season in your life, but where you are going and where I'm taking you, you have to let that stuff go. And so we have different seasons. We have different things that God's trying to do. And if we try to go into a new season with old ways, we're not going to inherit. It's like putting new wine in an old wineskin. You're the wineskin. God's ripping and tearing and pulling.
That's right.
He's about to pop the cork.
He's about to pop the cork. He's reshaping you, reforming you, and getting you prepared for what he's going to do. And I've heard it said that God can pull you through anything if you're willing to withstand the pull.
Yeah.
And that's what's happening. And John Bevere was just like, this is not right. You know, well, God was preparing him.
Yeah.
And I mean, and you look at how God is using John Bevere. He's wrote probably one of the most powerful books. I mean, his ministry is worldwide, and he has an amazing impact for the kingdom of God and him and his wife. And it's just a beautiful story. But I would dare say that if they didn't go through the trials that they went through when God was forming and working in their life, that they wouldn't be where they are today being used in the way they're being used today.
That's right.
And that's the thing with you. We got to encourage ourselves that no matter what we're facing and going through, no matter, don't rate whether it's godly if you feel uncomfortable. That's a bad rating scale. Don't measure that. This is uncomfortable. This is supposed to just feel right. This is supposed to feel so good and mushy and... Oh, it's not always like that. It's not always like that. That's why you just have to hang your hat on Jesus Christ. No matter what. That's why you got to know him personally. That's why you need to abide with him. You got to know, like the sky is blue and the grass is green, that he loves you, that he's got a plan for your life, and that nothing can come past you or through you or to you that didn't first get filtered through the hand of God. And if God allowed it,
you're meant for it. It has a purpose.
It has a purpose.
Yeah. And it's just that much more. And lastly, just what John Bevere continues, he says, but God put us in these very uncomfortable crucibles to mature us, to refine and strengthen, not to destroy us. That's that perspective we need.
Absolutely. And we can rejoice in the midst of the crucible. Mm. We can rejoice in the midst of it because God's doing something.
Amen.
That's the thing. God is doing something. Be encouraged. Listen, there is a fresh season for you. God is doing a new thing, and it's powerful, but you don't want to miss it. You don't want to miss it because you refuse to allow God to mold you and shape you. Keep getting out of the fire. You keep Amen. Getting yourself, crawling yourself, sliding yourself off of the potter's wheel. It's like, get back on this wheel.
You ain't finished.
Get back on here. What are you doing?
Yeah.
Walking around with a crooked vase and a, you know, bent thumb. He's like, get back on here. You're unfinished. Think about it. So many people that are walking around, believers, unfinished works of clay.
Mm-hmm.
Unfinished works of clay, looking at each other. What's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? We can't do nothing with it. Can't put water in it. Can't put a flower in it. Can't, mm-hmm. you're not prepared
because mm-hmm.
you got off the wheel. And it's not comfortable. But let me tell you, if you cry out to God, that's why you got to cry out to him. You got to know him. Religion's not going to be enough. Listen, it's not going to be enough. You got to know him. You got to walk with him and talk with him. He's got to be your very best friend. And listen, you and Jesus are a majority.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you are a majority.
Mm.
And he'll take you through it. He'll take you through it if you allow him. And when you come out on the other side, this is the thing. When you come out on the other side, you're different.
Amen.
You're prepared, and it's just a new season of blessing. So, you know, yeah, we don't need to avoid the hardship. It's just a matter of how we can go through the hardship.
Mm.
You know, got to go through the hardship.
That's good.
Think about, you know, weight trainers and muscles. You got to break the muscles down to build them back up. You got to break it down and build it back up.
That's right.
That's the part of working out. And if that's true in the physical realm, how much more is it that in the spiritual realm?
Yeah.
You know, God will use it any situation he wants to help us to humble us down.
Exactly.
And so stand strong, stand firm. Let nothing move you off the wheel of God and allow him to mold you into what he wants to mold you to become.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.